I had a friend a long time ago, shout out to Carrie, who told me, David, hope is priceless. And at the time, I didn't really understand what he meant. He was a little older than me at the time and at a different season of life. And so now, as I'm older, I understand what he meant. I was watching a video of myself from 2013, I believe, or maybe it was 2011. Yeah, 2011. So about 15 years ago, I had lost my job, or I had quit my job. It was just time. Rochelle's school where she was working had just closed, so she was out of a job. We had three small babies, and Rochelle's parents were needing some of our help back in California. We were living in Colorado at the time. And so I recorded a video where I was pretty down and pretty scared, talking about faith and believing in God. But I remember myself at that time worried, feeling fear, and that's why I did the video on faith. Now, looking back at that younger man, I thought, man, hope is priceless. Why are you so afraid? You have a beautiful wife, three amazing kids. You have a house in Colorado that you can sell. You have a house in California that you own. You have skills. You have experience. You're still young and fresh. And the sky's the limit, kid. Hope. Have faith. Hope. Where is your hope? And it's easier said than done when you look back, or when you zoom out of life, if you could zoom out of your current life and go up 30,000 feet. My guess is that you could find hope in your situation right now, no matter how hopeless it may feel. Right now, I'm in a similar place. We both have jobs. We both have our babies, adults now. We have our home, our health. But I'm in a similar situation with certain things where I feel hopeless. And hopeless is maybe too strong of a word. But the emotion that I carry is, how is this going to change? I don't see it, Lord. I lack the eyes of faith that I should have. And so I'm imagining myself listening to this episode, this audio, 5 years from now, when whatever I'm feeling now will be resolved one way or the other. And I would maybe think, why are you so down? Why are you so downcast on my soul? Put your hope in God. There's that word hope. Be hopeful. Because of all the things that you have going for you. But I struggle finding hope, being hopeful. Like my friend said, hope is priceless. What a currency that is to have hope, to be a hopeful person. I'm an Enneagram 3, as I've mentioned here before, and the sacred discipline, I guess, for the Enneagram 3, the achiever, is hope. Not very surprising, huh? It's interesting. Hope. Right now, what would hope look like? Hope would look like saying, we have two jobs, we're healthy, we're strong, we have three amazing kids, they have things, but they love each other and they're working them out. Our son is on his way. Our daughters are well. Yes, there are some things like back then that are kind of big. I mean, having the two parents be without work and not a clue of what to do next is a big deal. And so we're not talking about making things up or feeling afraid for no reason. And there are things now that I have good reason to be worried about. But hope is priceless. How can I get to hope? I don't know. How do you get to hope if you are similar to me in your struggle for hopefulness? I guess looking back is what helps me, looking back at that video and kind of laughing at myself, saying, wow, you were so down, talking so seriously, like I do, like I am now, and you don't know what God is about to do. Well, what happened back then? Well, we struggled for a bit. We came back and put all our stuff in our sister-in-law's garage and in storage. Thank you, Meredith. We lived with our in-laws for 6 months, which was actually a blessing in disguise. And then we moved back into our house. When the lease was up for the renters that we had here, we moved back in. We used some of the money from House A to remodel House B, and we got jobs. Rochelle started working. I started working at a place that was maybe one of the best places I've worked at in a long time. Met some great people on the USC campus. Had a church there on campus. Shout out to UUC. And our babies were just fine. They thrived, built great friendships. All was well, you could say. It wasn't without its struggle, without times of worry and tears, but God was faithful. And so will he be again today. He will be faithful in 2026 to you and to me. No matter how hopeless you may feel, I may feel, for good reason, but you will get through it. Being hopeful maybe comes from perspective and from faith and from looking back. It's like I love, I don't know if it's Psalm 73, where David is saying, why so downcast, O my soul, put your hope in God. And then he goes through a list, who healed your disease, who forgave all your iniquities, who got you through the Red Sea, who fed you in the desert, who opened, the Red Sea, who got you out of Egypt, who brought you into the Promised Land, who provided manna, or the sun by the moon, the clouds by night or by day, and the fire, column fire by night. And he goes through a list of, I don't know, 10, 20 verses there of why you should be trust, why you should trust, and why you don't need to be downcast. Now, David was saying, I am downcast, but then he asked the question, why in light of all these things? So that helps a little bit. It doesn't move the needle that much for me. What moves the needle for me? Good news. Oh, this got fixed. Oh, I got that. Oh, look at this. Provision, like for all of us. But for me, definitely, it's provision, good news. To hear that things are okay, that things are fine. That's what heals me. In the meantime, I'm trying to hang on to hope. And by the way, nobody's dying in my family or me. It's just normal stuff. A couple of things maybe are a little more than normal. But put your hope in God. Why so downcast on my soul? I get it. But look at all that God has done. Look at the videos from 10 years ago. Look at the pictures from 10 years ago. Look how faithful God has been. Guess what? He will be faithful again today. In Jesus' name, amen. If you would like my coaching, please reach out to me, TriggerDavidTrigger.com, or go to my website, DavidTrigger.com/coaching. Thanks again for being here, and I'll see you next time. Adios.